And if you got somebody to your right, look to your right, and now give them a hand because they're here. Go ahead and clap. Turn around to the cameras and give the internet audience a hand. Give them a hand. We about to go to work. You may be seated. It's your Bible and your pen and your training. You ought to have a training pad where you keep your training at, and where you keep your information at. We're going to talk on a subject that is, if you turn to Genesis chapter 1 again, I want to go to Genesis chapter 1. I want to lead up to this text, some things I want to say to you prior to reading this text. Genesis chapter 1, just open there. At the beginning, God started how he wanted this thing to go. But for those of you who are taking note, there's a place of dominion in prosperity, wealth, increase, and abundance. There's a place you can go where you dominate. You dominate in the kingdom and you dominate for the kingdom. Okay? So that's an area, even though sometimes it seems like we get behind on our house note and different things jam up on us financially, it's because you have to learn to walk in dominion in finances. It's a kingdom dominion. The kingdom of God teaches how a believer can dominate in this area of their life. Are y'all listening? It almost unbelievable in all the trials and tests we've gone through in the church. You understand what I'm saying? And trying to keep up, trying to catch up, just like everybody else. We when it comes down to finances, we look like we're just normal. How many of y'all are tired being normal financially? And so, you know, the Lord made it possible for you to dominate. And through experience, revelation, ministering to other people, I've seen the manifestation of this type of domination, that you never have to worry about money and finances again, and then you're an asset to God. And you're an asset to other people. Remember God told Abraham, say, I'll bless you. 12th chapter of Genesis. He said, I'll bless you. You don't have to turn it. I'll bless you. I'll make you a blessing. I'll bless those that curse you till all the families of the earth be blessed. And so Abraham and Isaac and Jacob, the patriarchs you read about in the Bible, Job, Esther, they all dominated finances. King Solomon, David, they all dominated. When they came to town, everybody knew who was coming. They're trying to fill the city. And so religion and I don't want to be negative, but religion and not working principles, and I have to say this because we've had a lot of desperate preachers. They were desperate to try to get you to give because they were trying to keep their ministry open. Had they taught you right, they wouldn't have to be desperate. Because you would bring it by the truckload if you had it to bring. And so we're coming out a hole. I mean, we've been down a hole. I don't know how deep it is. We've been down a hole. You know, sometimes that hole is so deep, sometimes you holler, you can't even hear yourself. And so people have a tendency, you know, here's another one. Here goes another. This is not another one. This is not another one. This is not a fundraising service. You know, I'm not having this. So I could have stayed home and sat by my pool and rest myself. You know, I didn't come here to try to raise no money. You know, but I come to try to raise you. And if people would understand that, you know, it's saying when the spies went, spied the land, two of them boys saw it. And they already had the Lord's word, they can have it. But 10 of them 10, you know, and that's by where we are now.
Yep. 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 Yes, sir.
That's about where we are now.
Yes,
you know, this place, the more broke people we got in the body of Christ, this place should be running over if we had police to keep them out of the yard, you know. So I want to say a few things about the seed. We're talking about kingdom financial dominion is in the seed. Say that with me. Kingdom financial dominion is in the seed. Now that's where it is. See, you can do everything you want. It's not in the job you got. It's not in your business. It's not in your education. It's in the seed. Now, the seed is tied into a spiritual perpetual law. The word perpetual means unending. And that's found in Genesis 8:22. It says, shall not cease. The law of seed time and harvest shall never end, shall never cease. It's a perpetual law because the Lord knew we needed it to dominate and be in dominion for him. All right, so it's a perpetual law. You get that down because you need to know it. You need to look over Genesis 8:22 every now and then. You need to read it and feed it and know that God is still upholding this law of seed time and harvest. It's a spiritual law. All right? Secondly, the seed is pre-programmed for harvest. The harvest is already programmed in the seed. I guess my son gave one of the best definitions of a seed. I had this. A seed is that which is pre-programmed and germinate and release multiplied results. You remember that? You want me to give it again? Because you need to have that. A seed is that which is pre-programmed and germinates and release multiplied results. Wow. So the multiplied result is already in the seed. That's the seed DNA. All right? Now, the next statement I'm going to say about the seed, prior to getting our text about dominion here, kingdom dominion, you can do this. Look at me. You can do this. Look at me. Look at me. Hold holiday and keep your eyes focused this way. Because you need to know we're not playing around here. You need to know. You watching by internet. You need to know. Listen, child of God. I don't care what condition you're in now. You need to know you can do this. Because you're God's child. You need to know there's going to be opposition to this. Satan going to come against it. People who do not understand will come against it. They'll tell you, it's no all in this. You know, it's too late. I've crossed the line. It's too late. Too late. I've come from broke to I don't know how much. It's too late. So you don't tell me it don't work. So I said that to emphasize this next statement I want to give you. Seed sowing is personal. It's personal. It's very personal. You can't depend on nobody else. It's personal. It's personal. Another important aspect is selecting proper soil. You need the Holy Spirit for that. Selecting proper soil. Because later on I'll talk about sowing a pressure seed. You're pressured in sowing seed. That's not God. It's not God. You shouldn't be pressured. Nobody should pressure you but the Holy Spirit. So you're selecting the proper soil is important. You got me? Another thing is, it's six or seven things I got to tell you before I start teaching here in the other aspect, but you need to know these things because you're not going to be able to keep up. You must understand the seed process. It's a process. If you don't understand the process, you're going to get discouraged. It's a process. No sense. You sow $300 a night and think you're going to get a Mercedes Benz tomorrow. It's not going to happen. Because the Lord haven't checked you out yet. So it's, and then the, you know, the Bible talks about the process of the seed. It goes first in the ground, then the blade, then the corn, then the full corn in the ear, right? See, it's a process. At that time, you should be resting if you trust him. Now, definitely, if you're going to sow seed, you're going to have to trust the Lord. You got to take him for his word. What he said he would do with a seed, you're going to have to believe that he trusts him to do it. You're not going to be able to do it. You see, you can't plant the seed and get down there in the ground with the seed and tell us, seed, when you coming up? You can't do that. The Lord got to take care of that, all right? The seed message is not popular to religious people. The seed message is not popular to religious people. So don't even go there. Don't even talk to them about you've been to seed training 101. They don't have no idea. The average church member, seed training, what is that? They have no idea. That's their dominion. Many of you all, is not all the way across the line tonight here or watching me, but you will cross the line tonight because the Lord will show you some things to know that this is of God and is designed, watch what I'm about to say now, is designed for total financial victory in your life the rest of your life. Now, the seed sown properly. I'm about to say something here now. The seed sown properly puts you in financial partnership with God. The seed sown properly, and that has to be by the unction and the guidance and the direction of the Holy Spirit. You know, we're going to find out he give you the seed, but he give a seed with instruction. But when the seed, and I've experienced this, when the seed, see, I'm God's financial partner. And when you become a financial partner with God, your stewardship is under his dominion. And see, whatever you have accumulated or came to you in this world, you're all the time wanting to give God the glory. And I say it this way, young lady, every now and then you got to dump. What I mean by that? Every now and then, no matter how much you have to say, God is all yours. Tell me what to do with it. You're not ready for that. You're not ready to dominate yet. You know, you have to be, don't be afraid. So the seed sown properly. How many of y'all want to be a financial partner with God? You can't do that being a thief. You have to start sowing and never stop. And it's not the easiest thing to do. I'm going to tell you right now. You know, the Holy Spirit is going to have to help you. You got to get anointed for this, baby. You just say, I'm going to sow. Reverend, I'm going to sow. Yeah, all right. Reverend, I'm going to sow. The Holy Ghost is going to have to help you. But thank God tonight, every one of us can come to the conclusion of this whole matter that my senior partner is richer than Bill Gates. He's richer than Oprah. He's my senior partner. Yeah, see, and so from the tap in, it said the heavens belong to the Lord, but the earth he have given to men. And so to tap in, we have to operate in a faith principle, and the faith principle here, when it comes down to finance, the faith principle is sowing and reaping. All right? You still with me? I like that about partnership with God. Seed. Look, let me get to you again. The seed sown properly put you in financial partnership with God. Oh, Lord. God, my said, who your partner? God. And I will give you this one, and we'll talk about it later. It might not be in this session, but you must know when to put in the sickle. Sometimes we try to sow try to reap too early, and it still be seed time. And sowing is what a sower do. I like that. All right. I had to walk you up to the text. There's a few things I started doing in my teaching, you know, people think, you just read, give me a scripture. I'm going to give you a scripture and had a bunch of scriptures already. You probably can quote more scripture than I can. But where the money at? No, all the scripture promise, all the promises about financial freedom. You read them, right? Oh, yeah, good measure, pressed down, shaking together, running over. Huh? We read all that. My God shall supply all my needs according to the riches and glory. And they're all true. But as principles, you have to know, and there's a, it's not automatic. Access in these things have to be done spiritually. Are you here? So here's two more footnotes I want to give you. And you take notes out of these things as you can to help you. I want to help you. Sowing seed is not a standard lifestyle. Your mind would have to be constantly renewed about seed time and harvest. Listen now, listen very good. Sowing seed is not a standard lifestyle. It's not a church lifestyle because the church has not known. It was the master's greatest teaching about the sower, sow is the seed. His greatest teaching, he said, if you don't know this teaching, you won't know nothing I taught. So sowing seed is not a standard lifestyle. It's above standard. Your mind, that's that, your mind. Look at somebody and tell them, your mind. That's what mess you up, your mind. I remember with one of my employees, and I had a large screen, flat screen, in one of my rooms, and I heard a larger one had come out. And so I told him, get on the internet and find out. Do they have? I ain't told him to find out how much it costs. I told him to find out, do they have one where I can get my hand on it. We're not talking cost here. One of the most irritating things to me, and I know they got to do it in a restaurant, they give you what it is, and they tell you it's $24. And I said, oh, Jesus, don't do that at my table. But anyway, he looked up the screen, and it cost so much. He come back and said, Pastor, I find it, but some thousands of. He said, it's high. I said, ho, ho, ho. It's my mind. It's my mind. That's what he said. It's my mind. Not your mind, Pastor. It's my mind. Because he was thinking on his level in my house. You got to get off of your level when you come to my house. We talk different at my house. Yes, to bless you, a young man delivered. These boys bought me a ring. They didn't know what it's an apostle ring where they were bought. They didn't know where to bind it. And I had to send it back because it was so heavy. It was cutting my, the diamond and stuff was so heavy, you know. And so I had to send it back so to flatten it out so it won't be around to cut my finger. And so they brought it back. They took the diamonds out and they redid it and they sent it back to me today. And this guy came and Leroy Jr. greeted him at the door. And he said, man, he said, this a house? Leroy said, yeah. He said, y'all go like that? Leroy said, yeah, that's the way we go. Just to give you an idea. See, people, they don't understand a sower. See? Don't say it because I'm a preacher. Because a lot of preachers will cuss you out if you say that now because you're a preacher. So your mind has to be renewed constantly. Be with me here because you're going to have to recognize the power of a precious seed. And what is a precious seed? Now, watch this. Watch this, my brother. A seed that has crossed the line of your comfort zone. Wait. There's something else greater than that, the Holy Ghost showed me. A seed that has crossed the line of your comfort zone and also cross the line of Satan's holding zone. That's right. You can holler out in these meetings. Go ahead and holler out. You holler out, girl. Yeah, these meetings mean to holler out, man. If you get it, if you get a thrill, holler out. A seed that have crossed the line of your comfort zone and has also crossed the line of Satan's holding zone. See, Satan has been holding your money back from you, but the seed will break the yoke. The seed will break every financial yoke you have. finally, up the road, the seed that broke the yoke will destroy the yoke. Two more things, and then I want to read from Genesis. There are seeds that will bring you relief the rest of your life. I know that's why when the Lord told me I'd never be broke another day in my life, I can't even think broke. I can't. It's no way for me to be broke. Donald Trump gonna be broke for me. Because see his system go down sometimes. Mine's never does. And when you come to the realization that God is that real, and what God has said is that real, is more real than what you can see, then you start operating in the invisible world that start bringing manifestation and demonstration. This world on the way you come from. Now let's read in Genesis 1 here to get started on some things here. In that 28 verse 29, I haven't really got the fullness of what I want to get out of these verses, but let me read them. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply, and replenish the earth. Look at God, way God think, and subdue it. He ain't saying nothing but, you know, get by. And have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over everything, every living thing that moves on the earth. Underline those words, multiply, replenish, subdue, dominion. Important. And then he says in the 29th verse, and God said, behold, I've given you every herb bearing seed. Now underline that bearing seed, because it's a particular reason God gave us the seed. Which is upon the face of all the earth, and every seed, every tree, in the which is the fruit of a tree yielding seed. See, I want you to get that. To you it shall be for me. Now God actually gave us the seed to dominate. The seed seems sometimes to have the ability to create things on God's behalf. So when we talk about kingdom, well, let's look at Matthew 13 for a minute. Matthew 13 for a minute before I give you that thought. Matthew 13. I want to read two verses. The Lord Jesus began to explain the highest kingdom principle about the soul sowing the seed, and then he went right down that 13th chapter, kept talking about it, kept talking about the soul. I mean, he mentioned the soul many times in the 13th chapter, being a sower. It's so important that you understand how to become a sower. Don't worry about the reaping. The reaping gonna happen, baby. If you just got to learn how to hold a row. And so here in Matthew 13, a passage that probably not read much, but in the 31st verse of the 13th chapter of Matthew, he says, another parable put he forth unto them, saying, the kingdom of heaven is like to a grain of mustard seed, which a man took and sowed in his field. See that word, he keep using that word, he's talking about sowing. Now, verse 32 give you a glimpse of what type of effect a consistent or systematic seed life can produce. The Bible talks about, though your beginning be small, but yet your latter end shall greatly increase. So when you start out with seeds, it looks small, and you know, the mouth might seem small, but if you be consistent, it's going to increase. Your seed going to increase and your harvest. See, that's why you got to know when to harvest, because you mess around and take a seed and think it's a harvest and you cut yourself off. So you really, in sowing, you really need to know how to yield to the Holy Spirit. You know, I went from $20 to giving away houses. See? And so don't tell me it can't be done. See, God didn't only say he'll bless you. He said he'll make you a blessing, that you can bless others. How many of y'all want to be a blessing? You know what I'm saying? You say, bless me, Lord, bless me, Lord. How many of y'all want to be a blessing? Well, you can't be a blessing until you get blessed. I ain't buying nobody else a house, and I ain't got no house. I'm not going to buy nobody no house if I can't hardly keep up my house note, if I had house note. So he said in the 32nd verse, try to grasp this shifting from the 31st verse to the 32nd verse, see what happened, and get an idea of the volume and what could happen to you if you obey God. You know, he say, he talk about the mustard seed. He said, another parable put he forth unto them, verse 31 again, the kingdom of heaven is like a grain of mustard seed, which a man took and sowed in his field. And you know, we always emphasize, we Baptists, about the little bit of mustard seed, knowing nothing about the mustard seed DNA. Knowing nothing about when a seed hits soil, it take on a new connotation. Are you hearing me? I receive. It's a $1,000 check. He got inspired. Now, verse 32 tell you, see yourself going from verse 31 to verse 32. See your finances. Glory to God. Going from verse 31 to verse 32. See how it went there. It went there by a seed. When indeed is the least of all seeds, but when it is grown, it is the greatest among herbs and becomes a tree, so that the birds of the air come and lodge in the branches thereof. Didn't look like it was much when it started off, but now it's a tree, and many passerbys can come rest by. Are you following me? So I wanted to read that to show you the volume here we're talking about. We're talking about, if you let the Holy Spirit talk to you, we're talking about from one dimension to dominion. You start off small. And you got to have believability. You got to believe. You're not going to have believability, you just quit. You got to believe. You got to have faith here. This thing is about faith. This thing is not about somebody trying to psych you out some money. It's somebody trying to get you to your money. Because you have a right as a child of God to be financially free. How many of y'all believe that? So you don't let this economy of this world dictate to you how much you can have and where you can go and how you can live. I share my blessing. My wife and some of my family members, my immediate family, was dining today out on our patio. It's covered by a screen, our pool. My grandchildren were swimming in the pool and jumping all over the place. And I told my wife, I said, it's so wonderful not to have no mosquitoes up in here. She said, they can't get in because we got the whole thing covered. I could eat my hamburger without flies. And that's what God meant for us to be. It's God. So I had to go there to come back and tell you how it tastes. See, and I tell people, you see, never despise a blessed person. Never lay your mouth on them. Just bite your tongue. But don't get into it. I'll tell you, it'll mess you up. Now, I want to, one of the things that have kept us from dominating is seed sown under pressure. Various pressures. You know, God, you can't make no deal with God. God is not a deal maker. And sometimes we get ourselves jammed up, then we're going to throw a seed up. And say, God, now God, I've flip-flopped this whole thing. You've been messing up for the last 80 years. Now you're going to sow two seeds and expect God to make you a hero. He's not going to do it. The reason he's not going to do it because you have not learned the lesson, like winning the lottery. See, you win the lottery, you have no respect for nobody. You don't even have no respect for yourself. You probably, most people win the lottery become drug addicts, jump off tall buildings in an empty pool. They did. Just jumped, leaped off there, you know, because they don't know what to do with that money. And money, become your master whether you're broke or have plenty. So you got to be ready for it. So that's why the training
time
is important. That's why when the Lord revealed to me to have seed training, I know what he wants to do. He wants to train us that when the money do show up in abundance, we'll still love him. And we what? And we'll still go to seed training class. See, this is a non-graduating class. You never graduate from this class. And so I thought about it. You have to sit in this class 3 years.
Yes, sir.
And I thought about it sitting and I was meditating. I said, what do you mean 3 years? That's a long. People say, oh, that's a long time. I didn't say it's going to take you 3 years to get out.
Right, right. Yeah.
But you got to sit in this class 3 years before you become an efficient seed sower. And then the Lord brought to my attention and said, set them college 4 years and do nothing. Come out and can't find no job. Still broke. Piece of paper upside the wall. But then when they graduate, what they call it? All that stuff, ain't got no money, man. You can't buy nothing with the, what it is? Cloom Lottie. Cloom broke. But now, I want to warn you about, and I have to do it, I don't know no other way to do it. Warn you about these desperate people for offering.
Yeah. Okay.
And these people are talking about all this stuff they're going to do. They're going to send you all and send you all this stuff, green handkerchiefs and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Listen, people, look at me.
Come on, Dad.
Green handkerchiefs ain't going to do nothing.
Right.
If the man not anointed, if God didn't tell him to do it, and most of them God didn't, I listened to them myself. I said, ain't no anointing.
Yeah.
This is a scheme. And so now we got lack of teaching, we got schemers. A dreamer got to go against all of this. I believe you all are dreamers. I have a dream. I dream every day. But the precious seed, now all of us sown precious seed sometimes. Precious, not precious, pressure. Watch that. Watch people talking money out your pocket, because you mess you up, because you're gonna let that money go out your pocket. When it's time for you to really sow, you ain't gonna have nothing to sow because you sowed over there.
Wow.
Also, we must understand, and I want you to write this down: seed sown on purpose. Now, seed that is sown on purpose know the purpose of seed sowing, and so. Let's look at it in 2 Corinthians chapter 9. Let's look at this for a minute. Let's look at it for a minute. Seed sown on purpose. Let's put it this way. Seed sown on purpose, knowing the purpose, with a purpose. So you have to see. Seed sown on purpose, knowing the purpose, with a purpose. Because there's a combination of things that happen when you sow a seed. It arrests God's attention about your benefit. But it also take care of some business for God. See that partnership in there again. Now don't ask me to say some of this stuff over again because I can't. Seed sown on purpose, with a purpose. What else I said? On purpose? With a purpose. All right. Now that's, you deal with that. But 2 Corinthians help us here. Because I remember I was at one someplace and they come up and they start slinging dollar bills, just slinging. I said, oh, wait a minute here. What do you think this is? Is there no circle? I said, lay that money down there like you got some reverence for God and some respect. And this ain't no, they're getting happy. You know, they think it's a little game or something. I'm playing a game, money coming game. I ain't got no money coming game. You know, what you... And then you're slinging a dollar up. You were slinging a hundred. I might let you go, but you're slinging a dollar. I think this is a dollar game. I didn't have much trouble with it myself, personally, but I saw another man meeting. I told him, man, you can't let them people balling them dollars up. Balling them up and come down. Towing, go back to their seat. Came up broke, went back broke, stayed broke. But they didn't do it right. And you got to get beyond the dollar. You got to change your sowing level. You got to pass your comfort zone in sowing. You got to sweat sometimes.
Yes,
get in the car and cry, take it because you sold it. God, dog, man. Come on, honey, let's cry while we. See, in 2 Corinthians 9:7, every man according as he purposes in his heart. See, so you see, so let him give, not grudgingly, of necessity, for God loves the cheerful giver. Now, one of the things that have choked a seed is grudging. When you pressured about sowing and when you talked about how low down you are because you don't give nothing. And you finally say, honey, give me something out of the purse. Give me something. You keep looking this way. And you come up and you give it, but you're not giving it on purpose. You're giving it grudgingly. Or if you think it's of necessity, just giving because you need something. No, it's a system to live by. You got to get to the point where you live the soul. And you make a living by sowing. Wow. So, and then I put it this way, there's power seed sowing. Power seed sowing. And I want to look at something that I took a 15-hour fast the other day. But I didn't just fast, I was praying. I prayed hours and hours doing that fast. Because I found out that some things don't come out but by fasting and praying. I never was a great faster, but the Lord got me teaching on prayer. And he told me, he wanted to show me that. And I said, I see it, Lord. And I tell you, I was praying. And I had my hands up like this. And somebody put their hand in my hand. I felt it, man. It was two hands was put in my hand and held my hand for quite some time. I couldn't put them down. I didn't want to put them down. You know, and I felt, I mean, just like a man that walked in the room, a woman that put their hand in my hand, I felt like flesh was holding my hand, but I knew it was in the spirit. Got close that time, close in the spirit. And so you get a hold of that. I received some. That's a $1,192 check. I want to show you a scripture. It has fasting in it. But I believe a seed have the same programming. Y'all better stay with me here. And I almost hope you have a financial problem tonight. So I can show you something. I mean, it's no good going to the store if you can't get no grocery, man. So I can show you something. Because, I mean, when you start off, your basket empty. You follow what I'm saying? And so I believe the seed, in seed training, the seed is programmed to take care of every financial disaster. Are you following me? Almost, when I look at these two doctors, I'm looking at two medical doctors now out in the audience. And I look at them and I think this along the line. The seed have operational ability. It operates on lack. It operates on limitation. You understand? Yeah, it take the guts out that's not working it and put the right thing in. Come on now. See, I want you to see this. I want you to see this because in Isaiah 58, goodness. I say I wasn't going to say it, but I feel so sorry for the people who are not here. I say I wasn't going to even say nothing about them, but a deep sorrow hit me just now because they didn't come. Where are they? They should be here. This place should be running over. It should be in the balcony. Yes, sir. You know, where are these people? Where are all these broke people? All these Social Security 10 D's. Isaiah 58:6. Is not this the fast that I've chosen? Now here we go. Here this seed go. To loose the bands of wickedness. To undo the heavy burdens. And to let the oppressed go free. And that you break every yoke. And so I see the seed doing that. You know, it's wicked to be broke. It's the devil. The devil is a thief. He comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Is that right?
Yes.
Not God. Man, God is the God of abundance.
Yes.
Look at what James 1:17 says. Every good gift and every perfect gift come from above, from the Father of light, in whom is no variance, neither shadow of turning. And then this is Good Friday. Where is that scripture? In Romans. Romans 8. Where he said, he that spared not his own son, shall he not freely give us all things? Oh, glory. And then we think about 2 Corinthians 9 and 8. This is Good Friday, isn't it? 2 Corinthians 9 and 8. Look at that. Jesus, who was rich. We know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Though he was rich, but he became poor for our sake that we might be poor too. No, rich. No, rich. That's another $1,000 check. So we might be poor too. No. Ain't no poor too. You see them two scriptures there. It's Good Friday scripture. Y'all been listening to the seven words so long. Y'all better try and get some money. That's my seven word right there. It's 2 Corinthians 8 and 9, isn't it? That's it? That's the right voice? No, further than that. What? 9 and 9? No, I'm talking about eight. It's 8 and 9. Yeah, that's a seed training seven word. Now let's look in Psalm 126. Let's look at the criteria or the ability or the power or the deliverance from all financial captivity. How many go with me now? Look at me now. Look at me. Is it really possible, man of God, that I could be totally financially free beyond what my job can do? Come on, I won't talk to you now. Come on. I'm here with evidence.
Yeah, right.
I'm not here just with scripture.
Right.
I'm here with evidence, a poor black country boy, not too smart, and got a hold of God. And God got a hold of him and give me this assignment to the body of Christ and say, but first I'm going to make you rich so they can believe what you're telling about you. You know, it's all right for a guy to talk about something, but it's another thing for a guy to have it. Come on now. It's more, I can get some believability there. You see what I'm saying? I mean, just talking. They say, one day we going to get there. No, ain't no we up in here. And it's just like God to do something like that. So, I want you to see this, because there's a lot of captivity. I mean, some of the grandest is money and sickness. That's some of the greatest captivity in the body of Christ. That's what we've been delivered from. Am I right? And sometimes people don't let people help them neither way. You can get help both ways. You can get help financially, and you can get help in your health if you start eating right. Don't let me go there. Because a lot of diseases stop. You cut them off. You choke them. If you start feeding them. Stop feeding them. That's all. Stop feeding them. A disease eats certain things. Boy, that's a revelation. Y'all better jump in. Yep. So next time you sit down and eat that which you shouldn't eat, just tell yourself, I'm feeding my disease. I'm trying to make them feel it. I want you to feel it because it's the Holy Ghost, you know. The Holy Ghost won't touch that, because there's no sense having no money and you can't spend it. Okay, I can't circulate it, okay, you know. And you can't enjoy yourself. Can't walk. Spitting all over myself. Psalm 126. These people were in captivity. But they saw how to get out. I almost said they saw how to get out. It's so hard to get out, but you can talk like that when you got money, because people understand you. People don't question your vocabulary when you got money. When I walk in a store, they're not worried about my IQ. Because I ain't looking for no IOU. All right, Psalm 126. Let's make it real. So, how deep of financial trouble are you in? And how many arguments you and your wife or you and your husband had about money? And how many sad moments y'all have had? How much your sex life is it messed up because you can't even get yourself straight? We just want to go all the way home here tonight. Be real, y'all up in here. Everything get better when you got money. You mind going to bed with no money on your mind? No money problem? Jesus. So here we see in Psalm 126, I want to show you how seed can bring you out of any. I want you to make a note some kind of way. Make your own note. We're about to read how seed can break up any type of financial captivity. All it takes is a seed and knowledge. What I'm trying to get you, knowledge about the seed. See, I don't have to give you the seed. Somebody greater than me said he would give you the seed. We're going to go that next. We'll go that next. Because you can't have no seed training without going now. But you got to know what to do with the seed. We've constantly told you, and we have constantly warned you, and we have constantly, in our lifetime, have done the very same thing. At the seed. And trying to prove to somebody you got money. I call it trying to be big when little got you. You know, we always, you know, my son and I was riding in the van. We went to pick up some truck, and he was riding in the van. And I was driving at that time. I told him I want to drive. And I was driving, and he said, we turned the corner, and he said, some man bought a car. A car cost $55,000. And he told the other man, said, I gotta come see it, man, come see it. He said, cost me $55,000. And the other man was an older man. He said, man, what? So what? Thank God you got a car, you know. But my son said, if you got to buy a car for somebody else to see it, you haven't arrived yet. I enjoy my car. There's nobody on the street. I'm just riding, man, me and the Lord. I said, thank you, Lord. I'm just riding, man. See? And that's where we mess up at. We're always trying to prove something to somebody. You know, I got to have this and I got to have that. You got to have a seed. That's what you got to have. You better stop that mess. Look at me. You better stop that mess because you're going to be all your life just jumping because somebody else get. Let them get what they want to get. They're under the Babylonian system. Debt. They just buy. So don't make two fool out of one. Let them go and you hold on to your seed. Till the whistle is blown. Then the Lord tell you where to sow that seed and hold on to the next seed and let them buy that stuff. I tell you, you know, a lot of my classmates thought they was outrunning me, but I was digging in the Word. Boy, I hit a gear. And we was on the water. I hit a gear. I blowed water and every boat was around me, buddy. Just zoom. I so much that my whole class looked at me mad with me. All my classmates. I had one call me the other day. I thank God she called me. I said, well, hallelujah. Talk to me a little bit. But pass you up so fast and leave you so far behind till you, man, it just discourage you. And you thought you had them. How many of y'all, what that horse name? Secretariat? How many of y'all have seen that movie? How many horse like that? 20-something, wasn't it? Huh? That's where I'm trying to get you. Y'all got to stop running with these jackass and these donkeys and all these. Y'all can stop running. Y'all race horses, man. Thoroughbred. You supposed to be thoroughbred in financial. You see, it's sort of like, again, I heard it with my own ears, out of man's mouth. The man was playing with Tiger Woods. I used to use it a lot of times. He was playing with Tiger Woods in a tournament when Tiger was in his heyday before he got in sin. And the man was in second place. The man said, I won the tournament. The man said, how you won the tournament? He said, Tiger was playing another game, man. I'm playing with y'all. That's where we're going. Come on. You see, if you get this right, if you get this right, now I know some people getting it. If y'all pay attention to what I'm telling you, and just, you know, I'm playing vanilla. So I'm not going to tell you no deep, I ain't got no geometry. But I know what I'm doing. And I got proof. I got part of the grapes. I brought them back with me. And telling you, it's just like the Lord said. So don't sit there with your paradigm and think you can't get out of this mess. You can get out of this mess and you can have the best and it will not make God angry. God will help you, child. Look at me. Jesus will help you. The Holy Spirit will help you to understand what God is saying in his covenant, what God is saying in his kingdom belong to you as a child of God if you be consistent in truth and continue by faith to work spiritual laws. The law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus will finally overcome the law of sin and death. Are you listening? Sit down, sit down. Because I want you to. How many of y'all in financial captivity? Your finance ain't right. Don't be lying to me up in here. On the internet, tell the truth. That's the first. You're telling a lie. You ain't gonna tell the truth. I need some help financially. I know because this old system is breaking our back. I know what it is. I've been there, man. See, there's more than one way I could teach you. I've been there. I've been on a good job. My wife had a good job. We're working at the Sam plant. Stayed broke. Just couldn't catch up. Couldn't get no breakthrough, no way with her. I worked overtime. And then when I worked the overtime, it go. Every time we took a little nice time and went out, we were stealing. Because it was another man's money. We knew we owed it, but we just said, heck with this, he ain't getting paid today. See, y'all laughing mighty loud, y'all don't know what I'm talking about. Now, somebody don't know what the Babylonian system is. The Babylonian system is a system where they loan you a lot of money and over-interest you and stretch it out. And you think you got, well, I got a long time and a little note. You're paying more. That's the Babylonian system. That system been out way back then. The children of Israel went through that system. Now, look at Psalm 126. When the Lord turn again the captivity of Zion, we will light them that dream. Who turned it?
The Lord.
The Lord is in the seed. Did you hear that? The Lord is in the seed. Dominion, he told you, the dominion is in the seed. He told you dominate. We've been trying to dominate by education. And I'm not against education. Educate yourself. But educate yourself about this seed. Then was our mouth filled with laughter and our tongue with singing. Then said they among the heathen. See, now we got to make the heathen talk, boy. Then said they among the heathen. Now the heathen don't have no revelation of what they saw. It's awesome stuff. Just go ahead and say it. Then said they among the heathen, the Lord have done great things for them. The Lord have done great things for us. Well, we are glad. Turn again our captivity, O Lord, as the stream in the south. Now here come their part.
Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm. I think weeping might do it for
night.
What?
Joy.
Oh, coming in the morning. They that sow in tears. They that do what?
Sow.
Not just sow in tears. You know, they're hurting. Been there. Done that. They that sow in tears shall reap in joy. Reap, my footnote said, reap in singing. He that goeth forth and weepeth, now underline this, bearing precious seed. So you say, precious Lord, take my hand. Precious Lord, take my seed. The Lord's been taking your empty hand long enough. Precious Lord, hold my hand. Lord said, your hand empty. See, you want that gimme stuff, see? You don't work the principle. That's a good revelation, you know that? Precious Lord, take my hand. Lead me on. Let me stand financially. I'm so broke. And I'm so worn. See? You need to have a seed in your hand. When the Lord take your hand, you need to have a seed in your hand. Tell him you trust his system. He that goes forth and weepeth, bearing precious seed. Now watch what it says next. Shall what?
Doubtless.
Ooh, Jesus. Those words on the other page in my Bible. Doubtless come again with rejoicing. Bring in. Not his seed. His sheaf. Seeds have turned into sheaf. As harvest. With him. And the captivity is over. Now turn to 2 Corinthians 9. This will be an hour and 50 minutes. I know it's Good Friday. And I need to close. But turn to 2 Corinthians 9, 10. Let's look at that a minute. Let me put a few things on you. And do y'all have the next date for the training, seed training? That should be with me when I come up here. So, somebody know when it is? May 4th. Anybody got it set? It's at the right schedule, huh? I mean, town. Y'all be here. And are y'all getting anything?
Yes.
Now, you're going to have to not be tight and get the CD or whatever they're selling, and so you can listen at it again. Well, I know what some of y'all do. Y'all go on the internet. You go on the internet and listen to it, can't you? I don't care. I don't care. I just want you to get it. See, I know if you meet people need, people will support your ministry. You just can't sell everything. Just trying to, you know, just getting it. No, just meet the people. When people get blessed, they don't forget where they got blessed at. See, I never have no financial problem in my ministry. You know, people always sowing in my ministry. Thousands of people watching, buying it. Business people, they're always sowing. Because I'm never begging. And business people don't like beggars. Because, see, they have grind to get where they are. They don't want you to come begging. What you going to get you? Go do something. 2 Corinthians, masterpiece scripture. I try to meditate this scripture. So much come out of this scripture. I just put my Bible down. Every time I go to it, God show me more. It's one of my favorite when you're talking about seed trends. 2 Corinthians 9:10. You there? You've been sitting there a while. Go ahead and read that scripture. Read it. Now, I want to read that verse, but I want to read further than that. And I want to show you some things to underline, some things to meditate until we meet again in these sessions. I'm going to read 2 Corinthians 9:10 again, but I'm going to tell you, underline some things. I'm going to say a few things about it. He says, now he that ministereth, that word ministereth means the seed always comes with instruction. Matter of fact, let me say it this way. The seed come with spiritual instruction to bypass the world system. Because for you to get your breakthrough, the seed going to have to take you to a place that you're going to bypass this system. In other words, Satan nor this system going to know where you have gone. Satan's still in my broke spot looking for me. He don't know why I was broke. He don't know what happened. He don't know what happened. It happened as, you know, it took a while, but then it happened so quick that he couldn't handle it. And he know he can't get me broke. He know it. I know too much. He know, Satan know that now. He said, I ain't even gonna try that. Because there's an anointing. That while you have been sitting here, there's an impartation been being transmitted in the air wave coming on your seat where you are. It's more than just it's not just a little teaching class. This is an impartation. This is something happening to you. Money cannot be your master no more. Money must become your servant.
Yes, sir.
Are you listening to me?
Yes, sir.
Let me try to read this. It's time to go home. But sit down. Let me try to read this. It's time to go. Now he that ministers seed to the soul, both minister. Who he ministers seed to?
The soul.
All right. He both. Now he said both. Both minister bread for your food. Now he's going to feed you. And then he's going to multiply your seed sown. Mm-hmm. And look at this other word now. Increase the fruit of your righteousness. Now, when your righteousness increases, everything increases. According to Psalm 112. Further on now. Bean, what's the next word? Verse 11. Bean. In other words, it's an ongoing process. Bean, look at the next word. Enriched. In what? Everything to all what? Underline these words and get your dictionary. You don't need no Greek and Hebrew, just read it in English. Or get all tied up in the Hebrew and Greek and Mr. English. I understand English. I know what bountifulness means. I know what increase means. I don't need no Greek to tell me what increase means. Don't get all them deep words you can't pronounce. About the Greeks say so and so. I do that too, but we don't need no Greek here right now. These are plain English words. Increase, multiply, enrich, bountifulness. Now, let me drop this on you and close. And I'll be able to do better with it another time. I read this whole passage, but I went to verse 14, and the Holy Spirit spoke to me. And by their prayer, for you which long after you for the exceeding grace of God in you. So there's an exceeding sowing grace that can get in you. It don't matter. You go back to the 8th chapter in the first 3 verses of this Sam opening. There's an exceeding sowing grace. These people had come to a point they was not just sowing. They came to an exceeding favor of sowing. They came to sowing, I'm going to sow if I do nothing else. I'm going to sow. I got to sow. I mean, you come drug with sowing. I got to have a hit. You see, I got to sow something. Sometimes you get nervous you want to sow so bad, but you can't sow crazy. You got to get instruction, but Lord, give me somewhere to sow. See, and so there's an exceeding grace we're going to come to up in this seed training that they think you're sowing now. Because people are nervous the way you're sowing now. They're nervous about this. But they think, you watch, when you start sowing houses and cars,
yes, sir.
Huh? Your house paid for.
Yes.
And God get the credit.
Yes.
And God get the glory.
Yes.
You done sold your way out of that mess.
Yes.
You done sold your way out of that trap. You done sold your way out of that debt nest. That's why those people in chapter 8 verses 1, 2, 3 was able to sow. We got to look at that before we leave. Go to the 8th chapter and look at it. We got to look at it before we leave. Your barbecue going to wait. You'll be able to buy more next year and have a better grill. Old thing don't want light. You got to be messing with that thing, almost burn your hand. And then you can't put all your meat on it because the end of it is just big. But it's marvelous. You see, they say it. Look what they say. They say it, and they're talking about how the people will have you for the exceeding grace of God in you. The exceeding grace. They're talking about sowing and reaping, but they say these people had an exceeding grace on them. I believe the exceeding grace kick off Ephesians 3:20. Now unto him that they ever do. See, you need an exceeding seed if you want exceeding manifestation. And you can't have an exceeding seed unless you have an exceeding grace from God. A grace to sow when you don't have nothing. A grace to sow like you out your mind. Sow when other people are cussing at you, telling you're crazy. Just sowing your money, you're just out your crazy mind. Your family members get all mad because you're sowing. That's why I didn't tell nobody when I quit my job, my family. See, I'll still be on the job. I didn't tell nobody now. I know all of them are going to come across. It was all standing on the same Ponderosa. And I know they're going to come across the Ponderosa path and tell me, don't quit it right now, Lee. Wait a while. Because the thing about my mind, you see. So I say, if I'm going to go crazy, let me and my wife go crazy together. Just me and my wife be crazy. We out of here. And my wife is glad I went crazy. Because I called her back and said, you don't have to put up with this no more. You tell them you leaving too. We're going to get all the way out here on the water. So notice where you're going now in verse 1. Now watch it. I'm going to read me a close. Moreover, brother, I mean the first verse of 2 Corinthians chapter 8, we need to see now because here's a grace that enable you to sow seed, talking about you wait until you get better. You can't wait. Look at that person straight in the eye next to you and tell them you can't wait. Another minute. Because he said he gives seed to the soul, right? Yes. So you got to have some seed you've been eating. You've been buying other stuff with. That's why you still broke. Now I command you today. Start sowing. All this praying you've been doing about money. The Lord said, ain't told you pray, told you sow. Moreover, brethren, we do you to the witness of the grace of God bestowed on the churches of Macedonia. This is exceeding great grace we just read about. Watch what it does to you. How that in great trials of affliction, the abundance of their joy and their deep poverty abounded unto the riches of their liberality. That don't even sound right, man. You know, you see, but they got something there. They got something that the average church member don't have. They got a word from God that if you keep on sowing, finally, all this poverty and all these hard trials and afflictions going to have to leave you if you keep on sowing. But you can't do it on your own ability. You see, you try to mentally sow. You can't sow mentally. You can't sow because the preacher says so. You got to hear the Lord tell you to sow. See, the gospel is supposed to produce faith in you that you can have faith to do what you couldn't do before you heard it. See, it's for your benefit. Sowing is not for God's benefit. It's not for Leroy's benefit. Your sowing is for your benefit. God don't need your money. God is not broke. Jesus not broke. The Holy Ghost not broke. No angels broke. And Leroy not broke. Because I'm connected with them. That's who I run with. For to their power I bear record, yeah, and beyond. See, and how did he got there? Beyond their power, they were willing of themselves. Beyond their power. What took them beyond their power? What took them beyond their house note? What took them beyond the next insurance bill? What enabled them to have the audacity? Carol and I did it. How you can sow when you owe so much? It seemed like a grand step in. And God set a way for you to do it all together. Jesus. But it came a time I told Carolyn, no Christmas gift this year. They're getting mad. Relative. You won't give me a gift because I ain't got nothing for you. No toys. We're coming up out of here. No suit, no dresses, no shoes. You got to come to that point. See, for to their power, bear record, yeah, and beyond their power, they're willing of themselves, praying us with much entreaty that we would receive. Please take the gift, man. Take the gift. Take this seed. Take this seed. See? And then, see, you sit there and say, you know, you see people like Philip, Ron, and all of them, they're always sowing. You sit there and say, make me sick. I've seen men despise sowers. It's stupid because you're getting training. The boy's got result. My boys don't have no mega churches. They got results. The church is growing, but they're getting results, man. They can do anything you do. Hoo hoo. You may be seated. Time to sow. Don't hit the floor. Time to sow. Sow your seed. Get an envelope and sow some seed. What's the next date?